It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. The Mark Reardon Show.
They call my plan Bidenomics. Guess what?
It's working.
I will say that there have been so many accomplishments under this administration, it can be difficult to list them in a distilled way.
I do not hate anyone. So I say this gently. The Biden administration sucks.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
Welcome to your Friday. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. If you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker Radio, Facebook, Twitter, places like that. And I got to say, I was going to start by playing some of these terrible takes about Donald Trump being Hitler, but I almost feel obligated to bring up the story out of the Post-Dispatch that came up today. Is a vigilante targeting expired vehicle tags in St. Louis. What a story. I got to say, Sue, it was so frustrating to know that for the most part, you can get away without registering your vehicle for years. And I know Charlie Brennan over on KMOX, he had a whole campaign about this. People sending him photos of expired plates, in some cases, 3-4 years old.
Oh, it's
did not get nailed. It was terrible.
It's infuriating. What's the story, though? I haven't seen it. What does vigilante mean as far as that goes?
This is great. I'm very curious where you would stand on this. So there's a certain neighborhood, the Linwood Park neighborhood, that there's certain cars will be parked outside and they'll have expired plates. Someone put a note on the cars to the extent of, I give you a week to get your car up to date. Well, the week came and passed. Week passes. Lady wakes up, her car tires are slashed.
Oh, dang.
So it happened to 2 of the 3 cars, I think it said, that had the note on the windshield. The third got their plates up to date and was spared the slashed tires.
Holy cow.
Footage on a Ring camera wasn't vivid enough to show who the person was, but it did show that the car tires did deflate between 1 and 2 in the morning on October 11th. So now you have different police officers and, you know, the PIOs going out and telling you vigilante justice is not acceptable. You shouldn't be going out taking the law into your own hands. I'm very conflicted on this, Sue, though, I don't feel bad.
You know what they could do, Ryan, is they could just let the air out. I mean, there's no need to slash.
I guess that's true, but doesn't that take a little bit longer?
Yeah, probably. They're probably worried about the cameras.
I don't even know how to get the air out of a tire without slashing it.
Oh, sure you do. Just hold down the valve.
That's it?
Yeah.
I don't know if that works anymore. That might be an old school trick. Does it still work?
I don't know why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Unless you got fancy, super fancy tires. I don't know.
Yeah. There might be a device or something you can buy on Amazon that you put over the, you know, the valve and just that'll escape all the air. I guess that's one option. But it's so much longer.
Yeah, somebody has been pushed over the edge. Yeah, slashing tires is not the answer, but it is an entertaining story.
I don't know no, you're right. It's not the answer. However, I don't feel bad for these people that have evaded these tags for a year plus, probably, to get what's coming to them. How do I feel bad for them?
How the fact, I like that one took it seriously, did it, and was spared.
That's right, they were. And it was on SUVs. It says the tires on all the tires were slashed on 2 SUVs. A neighborhood down the street also hit. A Volkswagen had all four tires slashed around the same time. Cost the repair to the damage. Makes it a felony,
see,
they
say. See,
that's
just it. That's not good. Yeah.
The cost to repair.
Well, yeah, you can't go vigilante and getting yourself a felony for doing that.
Yeah. Is there anything illegal putting notes underneath people's windshields? I don't think there is.
Probably not.
Okay. So what if I just wrote a note and I put it under windshields to scare people? Doing the right thing, the thing they should have done all along, and register their vehicle,
you know,
with no intent to do anything.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because if somebody's putting a threatening, I guess it would just depend upon the level of threat. I don't know.
Yeah. These exempt tags are pretty obnoxious. This is what some quotes say from, St. Louis Police Sergeant Charles Wall said, no one has been arrested. And they're looking for information on the person that did it. You can call anonymously to Crime Stoppers. I've always been a supporter of Crime Stoppers. I would be so disappointed in them if they put up a reward to find this guy. I would be so... No, if I were Crime Stoppers, I would think to myself, I'm just going to stay out of this one.
I understand that. Here's the thing, and of course the irony, well, I don't know if it's really ironic, but the fact that the people who've been breaking the law with their tags for years, nothing... Nothing happens.
Never, ever. They can drive around. You can see it every single day. There's just not enough enforcement. The police have higher priorities, rightfully so. I understand that. But also, you see this as a way to evade the taxes. It's a way that makes everyone's insurance go up. I mean, how many times is it where someone gets hit or there's damage done, the person doesn't have a license plate or the proper tags, and they drive away, no repercussion whatsoever, and you're stuck? This is a menace to everyone that needs to be taken care of. And this is the vigilante, the tag man that we've been waiting for.
Man.
I got to say, the tag man may be listening right now. This is what I would say. Don't do any more slashing of the tires.
No.
It's not a good idea. I don't want you to go to jail for this. But I'll tell you what, I don't feel bad for the people that were targeted. I don't feel bad at all.
I know. I get it. It's outrageous that they drive around like that.
I wonder if they'll ever solve this mystery,
well,
or if, like, 20 years from now, the person will confess it was me.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe on his deathbed.
That's
a deathbed. Or her deathbed. It could be her.
Okay,
I looked at
Sue.
This writing. I just looked at it, and it looks to me like somebody just, if you're right-handed, they took it in their left hand and wrote
right.
it.
Right. To purposely throw people off,
yeah,
which I don't.
But it doesn't look
smart.
Like, I mean, it may be female writing. I'm just.
I've never seen female writing that sloppy. It's not possible.
It's the other hand, and they're trying to do it that way.
Well, if it was a guy, that would be the other hand. If this was a female, they would be writing with their feet, because even switching hands
is better.
You
know more gifted people than I.
That's all you get. You know, it's like one step up from cutting out little pieces of paper and gluing them. You know,
right,
little words
right.
off of a book or a
magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to say, maybe this person is listening right now and they want to call in. You're the tag man. You can call in anonymously. That's fine with me. Okay, a couple other things I want to get to because I know we only have so much time. Oh, I will say right before Sue's news, I did create a song for the tag man. So,
oh, good.
Let's play it before Sue's news a little less than an hour from now. So I'm excited to debut the tag man song.
Oh, jeez.
It's so good. All right. Oh, we got so much on the show today. By the way, Alfredo Ortiz is going to we're going to talk to him about the jobs in America. Would you rate your quality of life the same or worse after the last 4 years? And I think a lot of people would look at the side-by-side comparisons and say things have not gotten better. Ryan Wiggins joins us this hour, too. Whenever I get a chance to fill in for Annie Fry, Ryan Wiggins has a grasp on polling better than I think any guests I've ever talked to about it. I don't know why. Some people are just weird savants about certain things. Some people can know exactly how many jelly beans are in a jar. Some people can know exactly how many steps it takes between their bed and their front door without even, you know, trying it out. Ryan Wiggins just knows polling. He's that type of savant. So I wanted to ask him to reconcile some of these wildly different polls, and maybe he can explain it to us this hour too. Real quick, I wanted to play for you a couple of clips of different surrogates for Kamala Harris that have, you know, hey, we're close to the election. It's less than 2 weeks. They're playing the Hitler card pretty hard right now. And I think a lot of people are rejecting it. How about first we play one from Hillary Clinton?
One other thing that you'll see next week, Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany. A lot of others may think, I don't want to go there. I don't want to say that. But please open your eyes to the danger that this man poses to our country.
All right. I wanted to point out, and I heard someone else bring this up. It's not my original thought, but I think it makes sense. When, let's say the election comes and passes and the Electoral College is in place and the votes are certified and Donald Trump is president or president-elect again, we'll say it that way. If the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, who have also made these comparisons and these people high in power, truly believe Donald Trump is Hitler, then what do you think is going to happen as he approaches his time back in office? They'll probably try to impeach him before he even gets in office again. Because, hey, if they truly believe this, then this is what you're up against. Them thinking it's their American duty to remove him from office 24/7 because they think he's Hitler. Get ready for that. And that's a whole different level of election denial. Donald Trump was asked about this, being called a fascist this close to the election over and over and over again.
They'd call me a fascist, and everyone knows that's not true. They call me everything until, you know, something sticks. So far, it hasn't, and they're running out of time. And the people that are bad, it's people. They go after, they weaponize government. What they're doing to this country is unbelievable.
You know, and by the way, how many assassination attempts on his life are necessary before they cut this sort of junk out, where people deranged in their mind think it's their duty to take out this guy because their leaders are telling them that, hey, if he gets back into office, he's Hitler. And this is their rationale. And they sleep and stew. And all they think about is how much hate they have and the venom. And this is what they're cycling in. And I can't say that it's unintentional. I mean, if you wanted to try to put some odds on it, what are the odds this is unintentional? I would say 10% odds unintentional. It's probably 90% intentional the way they're trying to stew this up. And I thought this was interesting, too. I think it was Jared Halpern did a poll with some undecided voters in Pennsylvania. Here's what one of them said.
I just can't. I think part of the reason why I'm being pushed towards Trump so strongly is that I find that the Democrats and the left just keep going straight to Hitler all of the time with everything. Like it, and if it's not the left pushing Hitler, it's the right pushing Stalin. So it's like we're fighting World War II every single day for every single election. So it's just it's so exhausting. I think it just detracts from, it pushes me away from their position, and it, you know, it's so hyperbolic that it makes it impossible to have good discussions, and I think it ruins the discourse.
Okay. I think that's a rational, undecided voter who says every day I'm getting pushed closer to Trump based on the things that the Democratic Party and their candidate, Kamala Harris, is doing. I don't disagree with him that is the reaction a lot of people are having. And it's not like it's a unique thing out of the playbook. They've tried this before. I think a lot of people predicted the route would go that far. All right, let's take a break. The CEO of the Job Creators Network is joining us. I have so much more on this topic. I can't wait to bring it up later in the show. Alfredo Ortiz is going to join us, and Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, Andy Fry show, of course. He's a numbers cruncher. What's the latest on polling? And maybe he can explain why we're seeing such a big difference in all of it. Looking forward to our conversation with him as well. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. I don't know if you know this, but the cost of everything is up compared to where it was 4, 5, 6 years ago. And it's up in a dramatic way. It's up way past what we're used to when it comes to inflation. Joining us now is the CEO of the Job Creators Network, Alfredo Ortiz. Thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Nice to be on the show.
Yeah, and I really do think that the quality of life for people have gone down. And what you normally hear as a counter to that argument is, well, everyone's making so much more money right now than it's they're like spending the same they did 4, 5, 6 years ago. I don't buy that. And I don't think people buy that either, because they're the ones that are dishing the money out and realizing they got less of it in the end.
Absolutely. You know, you have all these economic analysts and these, you know, Solomon Brothers guys on Wall Street. It's like, everything's going great. I know what you're talking about. Look at consumer spending. It keeps going up and up and up. And it's like, okay, yeah, but ask the person who's actually buying the groceries, and guess what? They're paying more and getting less. That's the life of the average consumer now, the average American. You're paying more and getting less. In fact, inflation under President Biden was up almost 21% since he took office.
Yeah, and no kidding. And you want to talk about, this is, you know, in the 4 years during the Trump administration. Now, keep in mind, we did have a pandemic in there, which threw a lot of things into the mix. But all things considered, the big rises all happened under the watch of Biden-Harris. That 20 point some percent ain't going back. I've heard it described as baked into the cake. There is nothing Kamala Harris has proposed or said she would do that would help alleviate that. And she has no track record of even trying to alleviate that or putting any leadership behind it. So this is what we really got to look at. We got to say, okay, here's one person. Inflation rose almost 21%. It'll continue to rise, maybe not at the same pace it did before, but it'll continue to rise with almost nothing done to help. Hands off. Let it just be what it is. Or you have someone that tried to actively fight it. You know, economy is one of the things they never talk about, at least the Harris administration, because they know they're just getting whooped on that.
100%. If you look at the numbers, too, you know, they talk about how the, you know, Americans are getting paid more and stuff like that. Look at the wages. But if you actually look at the wages and you take into account that inflation aspect of it, we did an analysis on that. And under Donald Trump, real average wage growth, which incorporates that inflation number. And remember, under Donald Trump, it was 7%, right? His entire administration versus 21% in this administration. But if you look at that real average wage growth, incorporating again the inflation factor, under Donald Trump, it was up 8%. Under this administration, current administration, the Biden-Harris administration, almost down 3%. That's an 11-point swing. Those are real numbers for real people.
In the negatives. That's not good when it comes to wage growth. And there's other things that factor into this. You know, the things down the road, what they're talking about when it comes to taxes, it just blows my mind, because you see the ads by Kamala Harris. I call it the Trump tax. Every American's going to pay $7,000, $4,000, whatever the number is, they're going to say, under Donald Trump's effective Trump tax. And they say all of the stuff. And I think to myself, When I was living under his administration, things were a lot better and things were getting better. He was more active when it came to the economy, and he was given tax cuts. And what's going to happen next? There is a tax cut that Trump put in that is set to expire that Harris and Biden decide not to renew. And they're going to blame Trump for not renewing what they could have done while they were in power. So anyone here listening right now, if Biden Harris stays, if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, they're going to allow that tax rate hike to hit if Donald Trump gets.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's going to extend it. It's simple as that. So it's a flat out lie that the Harris administration is trying to push.
It's 100% a flat out lie. And for all those listeners that are small business owners, this is going to impact every single one of them. Everybody has been benefiting from the Tax and Jobs Act tax cut under President Trump. When this expires, all those tax cuts go back up. So that 20% deduction they were able to take off right off the top, that goes up. That means your taxes go up by that amount, right? And then when you think about that impact, that's 33 million small business owners that employ 60 million people in this country. What do you think is going to happen when the taxes go up for those small business owners? Do you think they're going to keep on hiring? Do you think they're going to keep on paying higher wages? Do you think they're going to keep on paying more benefits or investing back in their businesses? No. No. The simple answer is no. So they are going to hurt almost pretty much, I would say, every single American. By the way, when they talk about the Trump tax, you know what's a real tax? The inflation tax that both Biden and the Harris administration have imposed on the American public.
Yeah. Let's ask this, too. Regulatory costs. We know that, historically speaking, you have Republicans that want to deregulate. You have Democrats that want to regulate. What kind of impact has that had?
Well, that is something that not enough people are talking about. You know, the Trump administration, remember, he was trying to cut regulations, and he did. He did so successfully multiple times over his target. Roughly, he had about regulatory costs under his administration was about $30 billion. That sounds like a lot, right? Well, under the Biden-Harris administration, it's at $1.4 trillion of regulatory costs added to the economy. And so you put inflation, which is the cost of goods, plus the regulatory costs. This is why we're suffering and we're in this state of misery that we're all in right now.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, there's all kinds of different crises going on, housing being one of them. Anyone that rents, they've probably had their rent go up in the last 4 years. If you purchased a home, your interest rate's higher than it was during the Trump administration, and that adds a lot. So let's say you did purchase a home or moved, like I did. I had to move, and because of it, I had to get a new mortgage on a new house, and the payments are just so much more when you're talking about 2-3% higher than what you're paying before. That really hurts, too.
Oh, 100%. I mean, here's the real scary numbers. Again, under the Trump administration, average new home mortgage payments was about $1,700. Under this current Biden-Harris administration, get ready for this, add on $1,000, 30% more, $2,700 is now your average new home mortgage payment. Think about that, 30% increase, more than 30%. It's more like 35%.
Yeah, you're paying an extra, and that's the thing, you know, at least I can take it from a personal level and say that it impacted the type of home we can purchase. And it realized very quickly that if we wanted to be responsible and try to make it so we could, I don't know, pay off the house before I die, then if we're just going to have to downgrade. And we're still paying more. And part of the problem we ran into is that now all these different cities are realizing, oh, look at that, your house value went up. I guess we're going to tax you more on top of that, too. And
right,
you notice right, the taxes continue to go up in all these places because they say, hey, you got all this extra value in your house now. They're just going to keep going up, 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 up. All of this, I know, is a way of life and things we can expect. The problem that we're talking about, it accelerated so fast in the past 4 years that it's just it's hard for anyone to keep up.
No, it really is. And by the way, have you looked at how much insurance you're paying for your car, for your home? I mean, it is, at least for myself, it's more than doubled. It's 2.5 times more than it was under the last administration. 2.5 times more. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, what you're looking between the car payments, which, by the way, has also gone up. So you have your mortgage payments have gone up. Your car payments have gone up. Your insurance payments have gone up. The gas has gone up, right? I mean, there's everything that's going up except for your wages.
Yeah, and part of it, they're artificially trying to make it sound like it's better. So like oil production, for example, or energy independence, they drain the reserves.
we're almost at
empty. And they did that as a way to try to keep prices low and, you know, to make the illusion like, you know, things. But all things considered, the average price of gas is still way high, even after all their tricks. And what are we left with? Oil reserve that's low. We're not producing like we should. The overregulation plays into that as well. Mm-hmm. And everyone suffers because of it. All of these things are terrible policies when it comes to everyday Americans.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And all these that we're talking about right now, I will tell you, that you can actually go all the way back. I guess Harris loves root cause analysis. Well, let me give you the root cause analysis of why we're suffering where we are. It's that first state decision of the Biden-Harris administration of canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, which basically triggered, and it was an indicator to the entire world that no longer we were going to try to be domestic energy producers, that actually were going to start exporting energy, right? And so it started basically the entire cycle here. And quite frankly, even the wars that we're seeing abroad with Ukraine and Russia and all that, even that was, I think, triggered by that cut, because it destabilized the entire global oil market.
Yeah. By the way, if people wanted to look up your organization online, because I know you've done a lot of research, good research, where can they go?
It's called jobcreatorsnetwork.com, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. And if they even like what they hear today and want to join our organization, joinjcn.com. We're looking for some what we call freedom fighters, small business owners that are willing to speak up and say how horrible things are on their business.
I know. And I talked to a lot of business owners during the Trump administration, and they were happy with the way things were going because their business wasn't suffering. Things were growing. Right. They were making extra money. It's such an interesting thing, too. When you would do these end of year, you know, charity drives, you would say, hey, if you've had a good year, this would be a good time to give back. People would open up their wallets. Then you started doing it when things weren't as good. You realized people weren't giving as much as they used to. And it's not because of lack of caring. It was a lack of they don't have anything extra to give. When we look at the Kamala Harris impact on all of this, I know that she isn't directly responsible for all of these different executive actions that were signed on day one by Joe Biden. But do you have any indication things are going to be any different under Kamala Harris than it was with Joe Biden?
Yes, I do. It's going to be worse.
how so?
Well, because when you look at the actual policies that she's trying to, you know, push forward right now, just from whatever little tidbits you can actually get, from what she's saying, you look at just the taxes overall, right? Oh, that was a tax cut for millionaires and billionaires. I'm going to go after those price gougers, right? I mean, it's everybody but herself. She needs to look in the mirror and really figure out what actually is going wrong, right? Because it was the administration and their policies, not the people out there trying to take advantage of other people, that is actually the problem. There's no price gouging going on. We actually debunked that as well. Mm-hmm. There's no price gouging.
I've talked to economists who say the exact same thing. And they do that as a way to say, oh, this is the reason why you're seeing, and the gas and oil is probably the easiest one, the one you hear most frequently. All those oil companies, oh, they're making record profits, and look at your gas prices are still sky high. Well, here's what we found out. When it comes to price gouging, it's not only is it debunked, but it's to the point where some of them are even losing money on occasion because of just the way things go. It's so uncertain of what's not only going to happen when it comes to regulations, but what consumers are going to do when it comes to purchasing. Because if they're not purchasing like they used to, that's also going to impact some of their plans that they're going to have to adjust to, and they'll lose money before they make anything back. And you know, I've heard this from multiple economists in the way that they talk about it, but I don't know if Kamala Harris thinks it's a good idea, but it apparently is one of her ideas. Let's just blame small businesses to make them the bad guy when their regulations right. are the ones that started all this.
And that's actually probably the worst of all. I mean, you know, our small businesses over the past few years have just been pummeled from COVID on forward with inflation. I mean, our small business, if you think about it, they're getting hit from both sides. Not only are they having to suffer with a high cost of inflation and all their inputs going up, but then they also have the other side of it. Their customers are suffering, so they're not going out to the restaurants as much. They're not buying as many goods and services as much as they used to, right? So not only are they paying more of these poor small businesses, but they're actually they're not able to bring in as much revenue. And so they're really, really hurting. So to go after small businesses is just the most, I don't know, despicable thing I can ever actually think of.
Well, I don't know. They could be calling those small businesses Hitlers or something. That would be next step. Yeah. You want to make it any worse. All right. Where can they find your research again? What's the website?
It's jobcreatorsnetwork.com, jobcreatorsnetwork.com, or you can also go to joinjcn.com.
Perfect. Delfredo Ortiz, thank you so much for coming on today here in St. Louis. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
Well, we see all these different polling numbers that go out there, and I got to be honest, I'm a little bit worried what I should be listening to. Some say it's tied. Some say Kamala Harris is up. Some play Donald Trump is up. But when you look at Vegas betting odds and you look at some of these that are looking specifically at the Electoral College, Donald Trump's way up. I need someone to break it down for me. Who better than Ryan Wiggins? He's fantastic at this, and he's going to join us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Baby, that ain't for me.
Wiggins joining the show. How are you, sir? Oh, boy. Wiggins, are you there? No, I don't hear
now,
him.
I am now.
Okay. Oh, I hear you now. Okay.
I am now.
If it was some weird
two.
Board thing.
There's been some board things happening today. I thank you for inviting
easy,
me.
Easy.
To talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is polling, Ryan Recker. Thank you very much.
It is very much. Would you say you spend a lot of time on the poll?
I do. Wait. Did you say poll? The poll?
The poll,
because
yeah.
I didn't let you finish the sentence.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So polling is something that is quite confusing this time around because I've heard Democrats say, at least the ones on MSNBC or whatever, basically all these polls are purposely weighing it towards Trump in order to give the appearance that he's up, even though he's way down. They don't believe what they're seeing. In some cases, these polls look at the Electoral College and they give him a massive lead over Kamala Harris. When it comes to the popular vote, they say it's neck to neck. I wanted to get your opinion on this. Have you seen any weird, funny business going on with polling this time around?
Well, I mean, there's always funny business with polling because you have to guess what the pollers' motivation is. Now, for the most part, I will defend a lot of polls, even bad ones, that their motivation is to be as accurate as possible because that's the way they make money. That doesn't mean they're all great. That doesn't mean that some of them will use bad models kind of on purpose because their media outlet that funds them, you know, has a certain bent or has a certain angle. But for the most part, they want to be at least within the range of being right.
Yeah, and in that spirit, before you really would talk about how polls were being weighed, and I've heard some people bring up, oh, they're oversampling the suburbs versus the cities, or they're oversampling this or that. Before, it was just them oversampling Democrats versus Republicans. And if you go back into 2016, maybe that was part of the problems. They oversampled way too many Democrats, anticipating so many of them would go to the poll, going to the polls, when not as many of them did. So the polls were completely off. So in the sampling that you're seeing, are they still making that mistake, or do you think they've figured it out?
Well, that's a good question, because when you compare, now we could go state by state and compare every swing state to where they were in 2020 and 2016. And that's a good exercise to do, because then you get an idea of the way things have moved. And I can tell you right now, from looking at all of the Real Clear Politics polls from 2016 at this date in history, to October 25th, they had Clinton leading every swing state except Georgia and Ohio in 2016. In 2020, on this date, October 25th, they had Biden leading every single swing state except Ohio. Trump was barely ahead.
Okay.
On this date today, 2024, Trump leads every single swing state, period.
Wow. So the same methodology, everything, or have they changed the methodology?
Now, the stuff you were talking about with liberal media outlets saying, well, they're just trying to pad the lead for Trump. That's stupid, because why would they, these are their own polls. I mean, this is CNN polls. These are MSNBC polls. These are CBS polls, all included. Why would they, what would there be their possible motivation for doing that? I don't know. So the question becomes, okay, Trump has consistently overperformed polls, especially in battleground states. So have they corrected for that? And do we have basically an actually even race this time? Or is Trump going to overperform the polls again, and it's going to be a blowout? We don't know the answer to that until we have the election. Now, that's state by state. That's the important stuff. But I do want to bring this up because I was on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We do a Friday hit every week. And it was this topic. And one of the things that I brought up this morning, and I have an update. That's what's interesting here.
Okay.
So there are all, you've heard, Ryan, all these demographic groups that are drifting away from Democrats and toward Trump that are historically like blue wall demographics.
Right.
You've heard black voters, specifically black men, are right. moving in droves toward Trump. Doesn't mean though he'll win over 50%, but you know, even a movement of 5, 10, 20% would be massive. Same thing with Hispanic voters. The two areas, though, that I had not seen a lot of movement toward Trump on were, number one, independent voters, mm-hmm. and number two, female voters. Now, this has been a big problem in this election, people talking about, well, the female suburban voter is going to turn out for Harris because she's a woman, and that's going to offset any losses. Okay, so here's the first one. This is from CNN. In 2020, Joe Biden won independent voters by 11 points. Mm-hmm. That's where we were. In September of this year, shortly after Kamala Harris became the nominee, she was only up by 5 points among independent voters. Now, here's how much of a shift has happened in even a month. Now, she is only up by 2 points among wow. independent voters. And this is according to CNN. This isn't a right-leaning pollster or anything like that. So that's the one. That was the one I shared this morning, Ryan. Okay. Now, let me give you an update. And I said this morning that it's the female, especially suburban female vote, when you're breaking all these things out, that the Trump camp is probably the most concerned about, if they're concerned about anything. Uh-huh. But then here's what I saw just this afternoon. New York Times has released a poll that Harris is actually polling worse with women wow. than Biden was in the same New York Times poll in 2020.
Wow.
Trump has gained, listen to this, Trump has gained 6 points among women since Harris joined the race, and Harris has fallen by 5 points. That is a net 11-point swing to Trump among women.
That's a big deal, and part of what we run into is that they have shifted their strategy, the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz strategy. One, get Kamala out as much as you can, as fast as you can, which was before they thought, okay, maybe we don't need to parade her around. The other thing is, this whole election is about abortion, which now indicates they're really concerned about that female vote.
Well, that I will say, if you criticize her for not having any policies, you would say she actually does have one policy. It's that. It's abortion. She is in full support of full 9-month abortion across right. the board. And that is really the only specifics we get from her. She did a press conference today. It was, I yeah. think, her first press conference she's done of this entire election cycle. And people were asking her pretty good questions in Texas. One of them was, you know, you tend to talk about the threat to democracy that Donald Trump is, but when people want to ask you economic questions, they're not getting the answers that they want. Do you want to address that? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I do want to address economic questions. I talk about a lot of things. One of those things I talk about is that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. I kid you not. That was the answer.
That's all she's got.
She's going back to the talking points. So it's really, I guess the big picture is that this stuff, that the criticisms that we've been talking about here in news talk world and conservative world, yeah. you know, since she joined this race, are now actually catching up with the general public is what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, Wiggins, we only have about 30 seconds real quick. What do you got on the show this weekend, Wiggins America?
We're going to talk about You're Not Welcome at This Rally, the clip that yeah. Has really made the rounds on social media. If you haven't been paying attention on the socials, though, we're going to talk about Kamala saying to people who say Jesus is Lord, you're at the wrong rally. We're going to dissect that.
Perfect. Wiggins America, Annie Fry Show in Sometimes Here, Talking Polling, Ryan Wiggins. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
We've got Sue's News coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.